Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Okay, so we know this, that Jewish communities, unfortunately, across the world are facing many challenges, and many of them are the same challenges. Rising anti-Semitism, increased political polarization, security concerns, and the need to strengthen a communal resilience. Against this backdrop, leaders of Jewish communities across the globe recently gathered in Amsterdam for the World Jewish Congress. That's the National Community Director Forum, sharing experiences, best practices, strategies for protecting and strengthening Jewish life in an increasingly complex global environment. The forum highlighted not only the common challenges, but also the importance of international cooperation between Jewish communities. To help us unpack and understand what emerged from this forum and what it means for the South African Jewish community, we're joined by Charisse Zeffert. She's from the Communications Department of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Charisse, welcome to the Morning Mayhem. Charisse, by the way, has a show on a Friday, which you do not want to miss. Charisse, good morning. Hope you're well.
Hi, Howard. It's very nice to be here. And I think it's odd to be on the other side of the question.
I know it always is. It's a bit, but in a way, you can just sort of see where this goes. It is. It's quite different. But OK, so let's just start with the basics. Who attended this and what was it about?
So this is the National Forum of the World Jewish Congress. So it's the Directors Conference.
Right.
It's where those who are actually dealing with the problems are come together to discuss the problems that they're dealing with. And Howard, I'm going to start off, if I may, with the city that it was hosted in. Amsterdam is an incredibly beautiful city, and it is known for a lot of things, including Anne Frank's house, which we had an opportunity to visit. In Holland, they've now got little, they call them Stolpersteine, which are stumbling blocks.
Right.
Where when you walk, you can see where Jews once lived.
Yes.
And where they were killed or taken to concentration camps. And there's this constant reminder in the city of what happened. And one of the things that struck me being there now is how scared that specific community is to be Jewish.
Wow.
When you walk through the streets in Amsterdam, you can see Palestinian flags hanging out of many of the windows. We had security with us all the time. We were told not to wear our World Jewish Congress badges while we were walking in the streets, only during the conference. So it's a city that really feels under siege. I think there are 50,000 Dutch Jews. And one of the things that they're dealing with is kind of helping parents help their kids to deal with anti-Semitism in schools. So for me, that was kind of really interesting to see where the communities were. And I think that represented a lot of what is happening in Europe. Belgium expressed concerns about Brit Miller. In many ways, that was what Europe was dealing with. What was also interesting at the conference was to hear how Australia, and it's a country that we're very close to because many South Africans live there now, many of us have family there, how they are dealing with the Bondi Beach bombing, killings.
Attacks, yeah.
The attacks. And they've set up a royal commission. So it was really, really interesting to hear about that. And then on the other extreme was a gentleman from Panama who spoke about the growing community in Panama and how friendly Panama is to Jews and how many people they've had.
I have heard more and more about this recently, which is so interesting.
So it was just getting a full wide range of different problems, different solutions, and some good news.
Yeah, and I imagine that it's so natural at a time when you are at one of these conferences to keep comparing back to to what South Africa is experiencing. And of course, there's a nuance everywhere. But how, I mean, I don't want to say how do we fare compared to other communities, but are we, you know, what are the common threats or the common challenges, and what are the ones that we are perhaps facing less?
So obviously rising anti-Semitism is global.
Sure.
And also the demonizing of Zionism, where people, the space for Jews who are Zionistic to identify as such is becoming increasingly smaller around the world. I think we're all at the mercy of geopolitics. As you know, I spoke to an analyst and he said this is Trump's world and we're just living in it. And I think that, you know, affects us all. We're, you know, we have very little wiggle room in many ways. I think what's reassuring is that global Jewry, together with other organizations, are understanding the algorithms and social media and how it works and how to influence it. So I think there's a lot of positive happening on those fronts. And what in terms of South Africa, it's us genuinely believe this, and I believe it more firmly having returned from the conference, is that we have the nicest Jewish community in the world.
I think that is so true. I believe it too.
How we're talking to people, you know, like, oh, they've got so many internal foribles and foribles between organizations and so many different kinds of problems. And we're not a homogenous community. We're very heterogeneous. We're very different in many ways, but we're very united and we're very supportive of each other. And I think we recognize the strengths that we have. And we also do not have a people problem in South Africa like many do in Europe, where they have anti-Semitism and Jew hatred from ordinary neighbors. Whereas here, we don't have that. We live in a community that, if anything, knows very little about us and at best, you know, respects us. And we respect religion in this country. So I think we have a very, very beautiful, lovely community.
Yeah, I think I certainly wouldn't argue with that. The takeaways for that that you could bring back from the conference that or things that might have changed your way of thinking about how we deal with things here. Anything come to mind?
So, from the Australian Jewish community, I learned that documentation is really, really important. That understanding the environment that we're living in and calling out things that are wrong is really important, because you never know when you might need to rely on those calling out, as they are doing now with the Royal Commission. And also, for me, so much that we're facing is globally orchestrated. And that while we all have our unique challenges, I think we have to act locally but think globally.
Yeah. It makes sense, because so much of this influence actually isn't coming from within South Africa. Do you think that, and it's a difficult one to answer, I get this, but do you think that we've done most things right? We could have done, or some things we could have done differently, looking at the how other communities have faced certain challenges that perhaps we haven't faced, or maybe haven't yet faced, which sounds like a very negative way of framing it. But are there things that we could and should be doing differently?
I think we can learn from absolutely every community, and I think that's the benefit of these conferences. You know, the UK are doing amazing things in terms of Jewish Pride Week and having a cultural week. And so being Jewish is something that, you know, is not only a negative feeling, which it may feel like at the time, although it's not, you know, everybody's doing their best and everybody's trying some kind of initiative to keep up Jewish pride. And absolutely, we can learn from any community, no matter what it is. And even the ones doing well, Panama is a growing community. And they've had two Jewish prominent leaders And it's nice to see that kind of growth and see how maybe we can learn from them and see what they're doing so right as well. So absolutely.
And to end to round this out, the what you came back with, came back feeling about the South African community and our situation here.
Honestly, such warmth. Really, we're dealing with our government. We know that our government is has taken up a particular stance, and it's not even our entire government. It's the ANC-led government. They've taken a particular stance, and that is what is making our lives very miserable. But for the rest, we've got a warm community. We've got a beautiful country. We're really involved and engaged in our country in every possible way, and I was very proud to be part of this leadership.
That is where we leave it, and it really is remarkable and so important, not just to look at the challenges, but just to look at the positives, and what a phenomenal community we are blessed to live in. Sharice Zeffert, thank you as always, Communications Department at the South Africa Jewish Board of Deputies.